Hello, I am Miles McAvoy, Deputy Administrator of the National Organic Program of the Agricultural Marketing Service. Thanks for inviting me to present on sustainability challenges in organic agriculture. So, what is organic agriculture? According to the Organic Foods Production Act, or OFPA, organic agriculture is a production system managed in accordance with organic regulations. The system must respond to site-specific conditions by integrating practices, cultural, biological, and mechanical, that foster cycling of resources, promote ecological balance, and conserve biodiversity. The Organic Food Production Act does not focus on sustainability. The purpose of OFPA and the National Organic Program it created is to ensure consistent organic standards and facilitate organic trade. Sustainable agriculture, as defined in another law, the 1990 Farm Bill, is an integrated system of site-specific production practices that over the long term enhance environmental quality and the natural resource base, sustain the economic viability of farm operations, and enhance the quality of life for farmers and society as a whole. Therefore, sustainability challenges in organic agriculture lie in abiding with all USDA organic regulations, including those regarding natural resources and biodiversity conservation, while sustaining profitability and enhancing the quality of life for producers and their communities. USDA organic regulations require operations to maintain or improve the natural resources, including soil and water quality. According to the regulations, natural resources are defined as the physical, hydrological, and biological features of a production operation, including soil, water, wetlands, woodlands, and wildlife. One of our challenges was that although the regulations include a natural resources and biodiversity conservation requirement, guidance was needed to establish consistent and uniform inspection and certification. So we have issued NOP Guidance 5020 to help organic operations describe, maintain, and improve natural resources and biodiversity conservation. This guidance includes records that need to be maintained by producers to demonstrate compliance and direct certifiers to verify compliance with the conservation requirements. Although the NOP does not deal with issues of profitability, I'm aware of a study published in June of 2015 in Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences. The study was done by researchers David Crowder and John Reginald from Washington State University. The study found that the premiums charged for organic products make organic farming profitable. Compared to conventional agriculture, the study found that organic agriculture could be 22 to 35% more profitable. And if a price is placed on soil and water quality and other environmental factors, then organic agriculture is even more profitable as it preserves and enhances natural resources and the environment. Although the researchers did not forecast future prices, their findings suggest that organic agriculture can continue to expand and be profitable even if premiums decline. How organic agriculture may affect quality of life is also outside the scope of organic regulations. Therefore, I will reference a May 2016 study prepared for the Organic Trade Association by Edward Janicki from Penn State University. This shows that organic agriculture and the business activities accompanying it benefits local economies. The research found that organic hotspots increase a county's median household income by over $2,000 and reduce the poverty rate by as much as 1.35 percentage points. Very significant. The findings found that organic hotspots created regional economic opportunities at greater rates than general agricultural activity and major anti-poverty programs. In closing, although USDA organic regulations do not address all the elements of sustainable agriculture as defined in the Farm Bill, they do address the sustainability of natural resources in organic agriculture as defined in the Organic Foods Production Act. Thus, the Agricultural Marketing Service is doing its part to support sustainability in organic agriculture by addressing regulatory challenges related to the conservation of natural resources and biodiversity. Thanks for listening. Hello, I am Miles McAvoy, Deputy Administrator of the National Organic Program of the Agricultural Marketing Service. Thanks for inviting me to present on sustainability challenges in organic agriculture. So, what is organic agriculture? According to the Organic Foods Production Act, or OFPA, organic agriculture is a production system managed in accordance with organic regulations. The system must respond to site-specific conditions by integrating practices, cultural, biological, and mechanical, that foster cycling of resources, promote ecological balance, and conserve biodiversity. The Organic Food Production Act does not focus on sustainability. The purpose of OFPA and the National Organic Program it created is to ensure consistent organic standards and facilitate organic trade. Sustainable agriculture, as defined in another law, the 1990 Farm Bill, is an integrated system of site-specific production practices that over the long term enhance environmental quality and the natural resource base, sustain the economic viability of farm operations, and enhance the quality of life for farmers and society as a whole. Therefore, sustainability challenges in organic agriculture lie in abiding with all USDA organic regulations, including those regarding natural resources and biodiversity conservation, while sustaining profitability and enhancing the quality of life for producers and their communities. USDA organic regulations require operations to maintain or improve the natural resources, including soil and water quality. According to the regulations, natural resources are defined as the physical, hydrological, and biological features of a production operation, including soil, water, wetlands, woodlands, and wildlife. One of our challenges was that although the regulations include a natural resources and biodiversity conservation requirement, guidance was needed to establish consistent and uniform inspection and certification. So we have issued NOP Guidance 5020 to help organic operations describe, maintain, and improve natural resources and biodiversity conservation. This guidance includes records that need to be maintained by producers to demonstrate compliance and direct certifiers to verify compliance with the conservation requirements. Although the NOP does not deal with issues of profitability, I'm aware of a study published in June of 2015 in Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences. The study was done by researchers David Crowder and John Reginald from Washington State University. The study found that the premiums charged for organic products make organic farming profitable. Compared to conventional agriculture, the study found that organic agriculture to be 22 to 35% more profitable. And if a price is placed on soil and water quality and other environmental factors, then organic agriculture is even more profitable as it preserves and enhances natural resources and the environment. Although the researchers did not forecast future prices, their findings suggest that organic agriculture can continue to expand and be profitable even if premiums decline. How organic agriculture may affect quality of life is also outside the scope of organic regulations. Therefore, I will reference a May 2016 study prepared for the Organic Trade Association by Edward Janicki from Penn State University. This shows that organic agriculture and the business activities accompanying it benefits local economies. The research found that organic hotspots increase a county's median household income by over $2,000 and reduce the poverty rate by as much as 1.35 percentage points. Very significant. The findings found that organic hotspots created regional economic opportunities at greater rates than general agricultural activity and major anti-poverty programs. In closing, although USDA organic regulations do not address all the elements of sustainable agriculture as defined in the Farm Bill, they do address the sustainability of natural resources in organic agriculture as defined in the Organic Foods Production Act. Thus, the Agricultural Marketing Service is doing its part to support sustainability in organic agriculture by addressing regulatory challenges related to the conservation of natural resources and biodiversity. Thanks for listening.